Good morning. It's June 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's topic is traffic. Gratitude is the appreciation of the things that are not deserved, earned, or demanded. Those wonderful things that we take for granted. Rene Paul. In my adult life, I've lived in three major metropolises: Houston, San Francisco, and Dallas. One thing they all have is traffic. Lots of it. Enough for everyone. Today I had an experience, however, that was literally mailed to me by God that relates to traffic. Last weekend, my wife and I flew to Lubbock to see my daughter and her family. The previous week, we had flown to Baton Rouge to see my mother. Not too long prior to that, we had flown to San Antonio to stay at a B&B on Canyon Lake and explore the hill country. Only the TSA in Lubbock felt it likely that I would bring the plane down with my 1-inch Swiss Army keychain knife with convenient toothpick tweezers and scissors, really all an adult male needs for proper grooming. In any event, I ordered the $14.95 replacement from Amazon, which of course miraculously arrived 14 hours later. Not as miraculously, they'd shipped the wrong knife in a very un-Amazon-type move. If you've never returned something to Amazon, you need to do it. Even if everything's perfect with your order, you need to do it just to fully understand why anyone who tells you not to buy Amazon stock is living under a rock. I went to the orders drop-down on the Amazon app on my phone, clicked on return or replace, clicked on wrong item shipped, hit next, and took a screenshot of a QR code. I then drove 1/4 mile to our nearest UPS store, where a very pleasant but still pandemic-masked recent Richardson High School graduate said hello, scanned the code with his gun, handed me an instantly printed receipt, and instructed me to have a nice day. I was in the store maybe 35 seconds. America. But to get to the UPS store, I have to turn south on a 6-lane road, 3 in each direction. I crossed to the left turn lane, put on my blinker, and waited. And waited. And waited. Why? Because there was traffic. Lots of it. Hallelujah. If ever there was a sign of approaching normalcy in a pandemic, it's traffic. For the first time in my remembrance, I was happy I had to wait in traffic. Once again, the good Lord helped me to see what I had never clearly appreciated before. Traffic. Traffic means, quite simply, life. People are out and about, doing whatever it is that they needed or wanted to do. Yahoo! Now when I have to wait in traffic, I can do what my mom always did and still does. She looks around her and imagines she can tell you the life story and circumstance of everyone sitting in their vehicle just by their appearance. Suddenly, I could appreciate what a wonderful thing it can be to live in community. People going about their business, but waving, smiling, letting you turn, all of them alive and interacting with each other. Do you think ants or bees understand how good they have it? It was a stunning, wonderful realization, and it came to me via an exceedingly rare, incorrect Amazon shipment. I will give thanks to you in the great assembly. Among the throngs I will praise you. Psalm 35:18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you made us people who thrive in community. How simple it is for us to overlook a gift and interpret it as affliction. I give praise to you that there can be traffic, having experienced a pandemic in the modern world. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears. Let us appreciate the wonder of your works. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.